Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Carl and Linda Bott are out enjoying their 4th of July week, so welcome to the Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Show. I'm joined with some incredible guests today from the Anderson Explode Celebration over in Anderson. I'm here with Baron Browning and Jeff Keyser from the city of Anderson. Guys, welcome this morning to the Carl and Linda Bott Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Happy 4th of July week.
Happy 4th of July.
This is a fantastic celebration. I'm joined also with a retired city council member, Baron Browning, and retired city manager from Anderson. Are you guys bored? It doesn't seem like it. You guys are always volunteering and doing stuff.
You know, and Jeff and I agree on this, you got to give back to the community that gave so much to you. And so I believe that if you're going to keep something going, then you keep doing those things you've always been doing.
Yeah, bored is anything but the truth. I think busy people are always busy people, and yep. I think you'll find Baron and I are always busy. The flavor of what we do may change a little bit and grow and reshape, but you'll always see us out there doing different things.
You guys are busy being involved in the community. Do you miss being on city council at all, and do you miss being at the city working as a city manager?
Well, how can you not? We were doing great things in Anderson. Anderson was growing great mm-hmm. in the time we were there. So I think you always miss those things. It's kind of like high school, remember? You remember the good things? You know, I probably don't miss some of the mundane things that government brings. But, you know, I loved my time in Anderson, and it's, you know, was the highlight of my life. And I'll always have a fondness for, you know, being the city manager in Anderson, California, and the things we achieved. And I think Baron would say similar as a city council member.
Yeah, it was an amazing 8 years being on the city council. And that group, including Jeff as our city manager, just did some amazing things. And I look forward to what the future holds for them, mm-hmm. you know.
I really enjoyed Anderson. I was telling you guys just before we started the show today that I checked out Becca's Cafe. And what a wonderful business. They have a new location. What does Becca's Cafe and those types of businesses mean for Anderson?
You know, community.
Just, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what they believe in. That's what we believe in. It's a community location where people can go and gather and not only enjoy great food, but enjoy, you know, each other's company. So that's what they pride themselves on. They do a great job at it, and we definitely enjoy having them there.
And she recently just posted that you could get your own Becca's Cafe American flag mug.
They are one of the most patriotic, you know, restaurants there in town, and always have been. And Anderson's always been a very patriotic place with the Veterans Walk of Honor and again, our fireworks show tonight. Always been proud of the patriotism you see in Anderson, California. And Becca's just has embodied that.
Well, we're exactly. And we're talking about Anderson Explodes tonight. This is a fireworks celebration. I'd love to learn a little bit more about the history of how Anderson Explodes became a reality and how long Anderson's been focused on this project.
We're looking at each other.
That's okay. In 1776.
He was there.
Exactly. It feels like it some days. Anyway, you know, back in the day, and I believe we're at 37?
Close to 40 years.
Yeah,
right?
we're somewhere around 40 years. No one really knows the exact date. It's before our time. But back in the day, it actually was shot over the river in Anderson River Park. And so that's how Anderson Explodes got started. It then moved over to the fairgrounds about 17 or 18, somewhere in there, years ago. And I could be off on that.
I would say it's probably been there a couple decades
at
this point.
Yeah, maybe 20. And then move over to the fairgrounds. And it's the chamber had it for a while, and then this nonprofit took it over about 13 years ago, which is how long?
We've been
doing it. and I'm the president. Jeff's the vice president of that organization. And we have about 30 community members. Nobody's paid. We go around and raise about $80,000 every year.
Wow.
And we spend it all that night every year. So there's not a lot of room for error. But the costs have gone up. When we first started, I think we were spending about $40,000 13 years ago, and it's doubled.
Is that just because the show's gotten bigger, or is that just because things have gotten more expensive?
The cost has dramatically gone up. We're paying double what we paid back in those days. And it stayed steady for a long time, but I would tell you the last 5 years has just been this dramatic climb every year of, you know.
Inflation has hit everything, right?
Yeah. Including fireworks.
Including fireworks.
Oh, geez.
But we've been diligent. We've gone through four different companies in our time. Using and sometimes it's not that those were bad companies by any stretch of imagination, but we also have to, like anybody, just like a household, you got to watch where your money's going, and so you essentially just go out to bid, you know, move on to the next company. Unfortunately, in some cases, but you know, in our case, it's, you know, it's just about dollars and cents and what we can bring the community, and so you just have to watch your pennies by going out to bid, and we went out to bid this year, and we're with Fireworks America. Which is a fantastic company. They've been great to work with. We're at about 3,100 shots. So when you think about, and Reading does a great job too. They're a little over 2,000 shots. We're a little over 3,000 shots.
They're the second best show.
I was just going to say. Yeah, Reading does it fine too. They're just, you know, a couple thousand short from Anderson. Well, that's interesting to go to bid with a fireworks company. How does that process even work? How do you find a firework company, and do they do a presentation?
Well, I'm
going to
let Joff talk about it because he actually goes and he'll discuss.
So that's been a journey, right? Because you only know what you know in life about different topics. And we knew a little bit about the nonprofits when we jumped into this, and we knew how to organize things and hold events. The fireworks was somewhat green because, you know, you only know what you know, and it's kind of a sheltered thing. And so we jumped in, had some shows, and we're like, man, I think we can do better. And it's like, well, how do we do better with fireworks? And we figured out there is a place, an organization called the Western Pyrotechnical Association. I became a member, and every year in February, they do a presentation shoot down in Havasu, Arizona, where all of the manufacturers come together and showcase their products. Now, for all of those people listening, it should be a bucket list item for you to go to Lake Havasu in February.
Absolutely.
And watch these firework presentations, because it's the best of the best from around the nation and even around the world shooting fireworks. And you get to see things, you know, that we'll never shoot here in Shasta County because of size and limitations and things. Wonderful show. That helped me meet people. And again, relationships build, you know, things for us as we meet people and become close to them and understand. So, Fireworks America has been one of the premier companies at that event, as has some of our other shooters we've used in the days. And unlike all companies, they also come and go. But we have a relationship with Fireworks America now, and even met with the owners and their staff. And some of their staff shot our show over 20 years ago. And so that's how it comes back around. And just going and observing who's that small-town operator in the fireworks world that meshes well with us. And Fireworks America has been that. And, again, Anderson, we've always been big on family and family-orientated events. And for Baron and I tonight, when those fireworks go off and the look on the kids' faces of the excitement and the joy, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, and the funnel cakes you get to enjoy while you're at the fireworks show.
Right?
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good funnel cake?
The fairgrounds, people. What a great experience to go over and check out an entire production of the greatest firework producers across the country and probably around the world that are coming to that program.
Absolutely.
Have you gotten to join him?
I have not yet, no.
He's going to get there one day.
One day.
You'll make it there, kid.
Yes.
No, what a cool experience. And then I want to ask, how has the sophistication of the fireworks show changed from when you first started doing this to now? Because I can imagine when Anderson explodes, originally it was community members that were lighting off the fireworks, and now it's this, you know.
Well, we've always frowned on community members lighting off fireworks, especially the Anderson Fire Protection District really frowns on that. But you're right. It started back in the day when they hand-fired fireworks. And so now today we are a completely choreographed and computerized show. So we have been setting up the last two mornings and evenings, getting the fireworks all ready. So if you were to go out there today, all the shells are wired to a controller that runs back to a main computer. And this year we have actually, we've always simulcast our music, but the show is actually coordinated right to the music. We will have a complete coordinated modern, awesome show. And we need to talk about that, about how a listener can listen to the show, right? Because if you stream it through your phone, you'll be about 30 seconds off.
And you can find that on our Facebook page, Community for Anderson Explodes. If you go to that page and scroll down through several of the posts, you're going to get to that where you can pull up that app and download it to your phone. And once you click on there, when the shooter hits go, that music is going to write to your phone instantly at the same very same time. So you and your family that are sitting there, whether you're at the fairgrounds or whether you're one of the homes, many, many, many homes that are having a party to watch this, they can listen to it the same, and they'll see a spectacular simulcasted show.
I can't wait to hear that patriotic music. Guys, we're going to take our first break of the hour. You can tune us back in a couple of minutes with KCNR, the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm with Baron Browning and Jeff Keyser from Anderson Explodes.
She's a witch queen of New Orleans, of New Orleans. I'm gonna tell you a story, strange as it might seem, of zombie voodoo greed and the witch queen of New Orleans. She lives.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open we'll meet again. Boom.
Good morning and a happy 4th of July week to your KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda this week. And I'm from Viva Downtown. Viva Downtown's a nonprofit that focuses on downtown Reading's social, cultural, and economic development. Today I'm joined with two fantastic guests from Anderson Explodes, Baron Browning, retired city council, and Jeff Kieser from the retired city of Anderson manager. Guys, thank you so much. We were just talking about what this show's going to be looking like this year and how people can tune on in from their phones if they're not exactly at the fairgrounds. While we were on the break, you were also talking about the prep-up to Anderson Explodes and what that process looks like. So why don't we take it back? When does Anderson Explodes actually meet after the show finally finishes? When do you start planning for the next year?
The next month. So we meet every month, once a month. Excuse me. On the third Monday of each month at Players Pizza, that group meets and we start planning. We recap at the next meeting, recap what happened to the show, what people liked, didn't like, what changes we might or might not need to make. And so we really, that's how we go through that. And that really leads up to the next meeting of we'll start planning for the next year and what changes, we look forward to making every year. And every year it's a little bit different. We have fantastic partners that we work with, which is, you know, the city of Anderson, is a great partner. The Mosquito Serenade probably 8 years ago, took that Wednesday off and actually whichever day it was on that week moved Mosquito Serenade to Anderson Explodes as the concert. And so it's been a great partnership. Definitely enjoyed them still today. We appreciate the community, how it's working together for the greater good, right? Because what we always, at least what I always said, and I know Jeff agrees, is our communities, a lot of disenfranchised in our community. It's that one day a year where they can bring their family at no cost and come and watch a concert. The kids can run and play, you know. They can grab some food if they choose to there and then enjoy a fantastic fireworks show. So it's, I don't know, it's just, it's phenomenal. I know I went from one end of the spectrum to another, but Jeff wasn't wrong. When those kids are playing and having fun that night and you get to watch it throughout the evening and then they're oohing and aahing at the fireworks, it really, as a organization of ours, of a nonprofit, it really makes you smile watching them smile.
Those are the memories that last with families forever.
Ever, absolutely.
But that's the goal. So my goal has always been, and I tell it this way, I want you at Thanksgiving dinner 20, 30, 40 years from now, remember when we were kids and we were in Anderson and we were at Anderson Explodes or Mosquito Serenade or Christmas in Anderson, and remember the fun and the joy we had? That's what we should be bringing to the community. So that's always our goal, to create that memory that they remember a lifetime, that also then says, man, I want to live there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and Anderson's a beautiful city to live in. I mean, shoot, I was just telling you guys that I found gas for $3.85 at Maverick, you know. Now the line's going to be super long. So,
yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, Anderson's such a wonderful little city, and I'd love to learn more about the history of it. And some great storefronts. I just got my hair cut in Anderson.
At the barber?
Yeah, his name is Preston Ferris. He just started working out on one of the main streets. And it's a really great little shop.
Nice.
That's
so
awesome.
So, yeah, shoot, eating breakfast in Anderson, going to go get fireworks in Anderson. Watch the fireworks. We're not going to get any.
That's right.
yeah, this is all about family and community. So why don't we jump into a little bit about what are some of the activities that families can experience at Anderson Explodes leading up to the fireworks, and a little bit about Mosquito Serenade's concert performance for the families.
So let's hit on gates open at 5 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
And it's pretty simple. The show is free, but it is $5 to park on the fairgrounds parking lots. Please bring cash. Cards are not accepted, and that'll help the line go a little quicker. But there is ample parking for everybody to get in and enjoy. Once you're in there, I think we have, what, 30-some vendors, and over 20 of those are food vendors tonight. And so in the main area there, you'll see all those lined up, and there'll be everything from the 4th of July trinkets to all your favorite food, and all your favorite local food vendors are there. So we're very proud of that. And then at 7:30 tonight, Jeremy Ryan takes the stage, and he was named California Growin', and they've reorganized a little bit. And tonight is the debut of Jeremy Ryan Band, and I think he's actually debuting some of his own songs. And so that'll be a fantastic concert tonight. That runs from 7:30 to 9:30 to get you all prepped and ready for the big fireworks that start at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So lots to do, lots to enjoy. And it's also that one time a year, maybe the second time a year, if you just been to the fair, you can get some of that food you can't get any other time of year. You know, the cotton candy, the corn dogs, all that stuff Mom may not let you have other times of year. So.
Come on, Mom. I'm 28 right now. Can I?
So the other thing that goes on today is there is racing.
I was going to ask that. You guys have a fantastic race course.
So, yeah, the track is, this is one of their biggest races. And so if you're coming to the races, you can stay in the grandstands and watch. But what, around 9:30, 9:15, Baron, we open those gates. And people inside the fairgrounds can then migrate to the bleachers if they want to watch them from there. Or they can stay in the fairgrounds proper and watch them from there, too. We will be simulcasting the music over both of those venues so you can listen live right there. And just creates that great experience. For me, if you can actually go down onto the grass in the racetrack about halfway through the field and watch from there, too. But in those grandstands, if you get up kind of high, you can actually see where they're shooting from and create one of those just magical experiences that you can't get anywhere else.
And let's be clear, the Shasta Speedway is a separate organization. They have a charge to get in to watch those races. Mm. It's not part of our organization. We just marry with them so that people, the fans that are going to the races, get to stay for the fireworks afterwards. But you can choose to go in there or not. So when we do open at 5 o'clock, there's no outside food or drink allowed in the fairgrounds. It's been a fairgrounds policy for a long time, just because glass can get in and get on the grass and get broken, and we have kids running around everywhere. And so you can bring in water bottles that are purchased from the store. Mm-hmm. They're plastic water bottles. You're welcome to bring those in, but those are the only things that are allowed in. And it will be hot, so do bring those.
When do doors officially close for cars or people to be able to actually come in to see the fireworks? Because there's probably a hard closure.
There is not.
There's no hard closure.
The gates are open. The parking lot, when it fills up, which is typically about 9, excuse me, about 9 p.m., the parking lots fill up. And then we've had people park all the way to City Hall and walk.
It's worth it.
It's very worth it.
Yeah, and so that's what people choose to do, and we love that. We love that they're filling up the community. Anderson's a town of about 12,000 people, and that one night between the fairgrounds and all the people having parties, I bet we're close to 30,000 people in town.
Because mm-hmm. You're hosting all of Shasta County and surrounding counties.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And the great thing about the third is that you don't have to go to work the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. For those that aren't spending time with the family after the fireworks show, there's the firehouse. Is that the name? That's open too. Is that the name of the bar? The
Firehouse Lounge.
Yeah. Yes. you don't have to go to work tomorrow, people. So we actually are going to be taking our next break in about 30 seconds. So, okay. I'm really excited to learn more about the fireworks show, talk a little bit more about the history of, you know, these partnerships, and also the partnerships that go in to make this program possible to host 30,000 people for one night of an extravagant fireworks show. So guys, thank you for joining us on Carl and Linda Bott Show. I know this is going to be a long day for you, but it's all worth it in the end. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, and we'll catch you in the next couple of minutes.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have
been. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay, open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back. It is July 3rd, 2024. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott while they go enjoy fireworks not in our area. What are they doing?
Come on over.
Yeah, come on. Come back. No, it's great. I hope they're having a very safe trip. They'll be back after the holiday season. And it's always a pleasure to fill in for the show. I'm from Viva Downtown Reading, the nonprofit that focuses on downtown Reading through social, cultural, and economic development. Today I'm joined with Jeff Keyser, the retired City of Anderson City Manager, currently on Anderson Explodes, and former City Council member of Anderson, Baron Browning. Gentlemen, this morning's going fast. Thanks for being here this morning.
Oh my gosh, what a blast. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be back in here.
What a blast, huh?
Hey, let's talk about the temperature.
Oh, I like that. Hey, we're number one, it's triple digits for the next couple of weeks. I have some weather reports. Basically, and you guys probably saw this on your phones for all of our listeners, we're looking at triple digits for the next couple of weeks. There's been this debate of whether it's going to be 123 on Saturday.
That was a wild forecast.
Yeah, that was a wild forecast.
Thank you, Apple.
Yeah. Currently, we're looking at 111 today on the July 3rd, leading up to our high of 111 degrees, 112 degrees on Thursday, 118 degrees for pretty much the entire weekend.
But if you're looking to be a little cooler tonight, Anderson's only going to be 110.
Really?
So come on down.
All right.
A little cooler.
Get that affordable gas.
That's right. Get,
1 degree cooler, 1,000 more fireworks.
And as Blake found out, the food's cheaper in Anderson. Right, Blake?
Anderson prices.
That's right, Anderson prices.
Well, let's talk about how ways that people can stay cool during this heat wave that's happening around here. I just passed Baron an air conditioning
air conditioned spaces, yeah. If everyone wants to stay cool, here's places listed and the hours. Anderson Library, you can go there for some air conditioning from 9 to 6, and on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Reading Library is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday. The Burney Library is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And Shasta Lake Library is also open for a cooling station. Cottonwood Library is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Frontier Senior for seniors only is from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Good News Rescue Mission, and I did hear that they're going to be open all day during this time period of this excess heat. So that'll last, you know, a couple weeks for sure.
That's fantastic. And there's these beautiful lakes that you can escape to, Whiskeytown Lake and Shasta Lake, a full Shasta Lake for people that need to get
there. Isn't that great?
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah. Man. We live in such a great place. Jeff and I talk about this a lot. Like, we're such centrally located, right? You can be in the mountains within an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be at the lake in less than 30 minutes. You know, it's just a Burney Falls. I mean, there's just some beautiful space here, right, to
exactly.
Enjoy the outdoors. And take your families at no cost. So, you know, it's just a fantastic place to live.
I love it. I went to my favorite thing is hitting the highway on either direction, and you either see Mount Shasta, you see Mount Lassen, you see Shasta Bali.
Yeah.
You go inside, you see the big giant, the giant American flag smack dab in the middle of I-5.
Right.
And I love seeing that, but I also got to go check out Mount Shasta this weekend and Etna's distillery.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Which is a really cool experience, and they're holding the Etna Music Festival right on their main.
And you Ubered there and back?
Boy, if I Ubered there. Jeez. I wouldn't want to see that price. That would cost as much as the fireworks. Well, guys, thank you for talking about that cooling area. And I believe that KCNR, if you check out the website or the Facebook page, you could check out the air conditioned spaces. Please stay cool. Please stay safe. And please stay hydrated.
Yes.
On these excessive heat days. And it's pretty windy. Are you guys, you know, there's the fire that's around Oroville right now. Are you guys keeping updated on
very much so.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of prep that leads up into this, and I'll let Jeff get into the safety aspects. But we actually started on Monday evening setting out the fireworks at 7 p.m. We ended about 10 p.m. that night. Yesterday, we were out there in the morning from 6 a.m. until about 11 a.m. Setting fireworks, and then yesterday evening from 7 p.m. until midnight. And we'll go back this morning after the show. I'm sure the other crew is already out there, but we'll set the rest of the, you know, 3,100 shells out by the – probably we'll have them done by 11, roughly.
For those that may have left a little early last night, we are 100% set and ready to go, buddy.
We set it all. Sorry, work called. I left at 10 p.m. I did not stay till midnight.
Well, that's great. So everything's all set out. And you were talking, you know, the turnaround from the Shasta County Fairgrounds, the Shasta County Fair, into Anderson Explodes. What does that look like?
Tom and his crew just do an awesome job down there. They're there, you know, long days getting everything cleaned out because every building in that facility is used for the fair, which is fantastic, right? But it takes a small army to flip that and be ready for another fully different kind of public event. And so they've been working hard, and we really, really appreciate all their effort and his guys out there working through the heat, you know, to get all that done. And so the fairgrounds is looking good. It's ready for us to move in today. I'm sure NetSound is building the stage for the Mosquito Serenade concert tonight as we speak already. There's a lot going on getting ready for tonight. I think some of the things that we should mention, though, we have been there at 10 o'clock, which is the time the fireworks go off the last few nights. So Monday night, we were in the 70s at 10 o'clock there at the fairgrounds.
That's nice.
And last night, it was about 83 degrees.
Cozy.
So as soon as that sun goes down, it does cool off pretty significantly. And the winds have been, we actually want a little bit of a breeze because that moves the smoke out of the way and enhances your enjoyment of the fireworks. So a little bit of breeze is very good. So in the regulations of fireworks, they can shoot up until above 20 miles an hour. So that's a pretty stiff wind. None of that's forecasted for tonight. And so we're very much looking forward to the show. But we ought to hit on safety a little bit because there is a lot of safety that goes into this. So we have to have a fallout zone. And so for those that don't know, a fireworks shell, for every inch of shell is 100 feet in the air. So we shoot a lot of 2.5, 3, and 4-inch shells. And so a 400-inch shell goes approximately 400 feet in the air. And for every inch of shell, the break is about 70, 75 feet. And so, you know, a 4-inch shell is about a 300-foot break, but we have 600 feet of clearance. So we have double the safety that's required by the regulation. So we will be running water trucks and various things, doing things ahead of time to make sure we are of the utmost safety. But also know, if the winds and the forecast is a little askew and we have high winds and it's not in the parameter, we'll stop the show. I mean, that's just part of the safety. Those are the decisions of life, right? But that's not anticipated tonight. In fact, the forecast is, and the red flag goes away at 8 o'clock tonight. We should be beautiful down there. It's been really, really nice. And those, you know, the heat, it was in the hundreds last year during our show. What's 7 more degrees at this point? It'll be warm. It'll be toasty. It's the hottest fireworks show around tonight.
Hey!
So we follow the wind very closely. We both have apps that we use to follow what the wind is doing. Not that you can't stand out there and feel it, of course, but it gets different as the higher you go, right? And so we use apps to monitor all of that. We have the state fire marshal's office is there. In fact, they've been there the last last few days working closely with us, and they're out there every year making sure that it's safe. We would not let anything happen. Our main priority is not only for the public to have a great show, but also to be safe. Mm-hmm. So we have no problem, as Jeff said, making those hard calls not to shoot if the weather didn't allow it.
And everyone would understand.
Yeah, and public safety has to come first.
Yes.
And I will just tell you that if you look at stats, scripted shows in the state of California have little to no nothing happens.
Right.
And so
they're very safe.
They're extremely safe. You know, what you saw at least this week in Reading, some kids were, or adults, I don't know what they were.
On Sunday.
So, yeah. We're playing with fireworks and set that field on fire. And so, as Jeff stated, we have a company, Lassen Cannon Nursery, that donated their water truck. And so Jeff is out there. He's a man of many talents, I'll tell you. But he's out there.
What has come to, Blake?
You know,
he's water boy
as on
now.
The city council. Yeah. You know, Jeff, get this done. It's still there. No, he's out there with a water truck watering down everything and making sure that everything is extremely wet when those fireworks go off, and so that we're as safe as humanly possible for the public.
And we're very fortunate. ACID is on this year, so that greens up the area and creates humidity. But we should talk about our fireworks shooters just a little bit. And Drake, Reese, and Tom, we have three licensed fire
are pyrotechnicians, which is very unusual for a show. They have shot hundreds of thousands of shells in their time. They come to us from Mount Shasta, actually, and we'll actually shoot the Mount Shasta show tomorrow. But Drake himself has actually shot at Disneyland for years prior to his current career. So
Whoa.
We have some of the best and most experienced shooters in Anderson, California tonight putting that show on. That's, you know, they're the ones who helped introduce us to some of the technology, and it's just been a fantastic relationship.
And it's local, and people, that's, how'd you guys even find them? They just said, hey, we want to be a part of it.
They came through another company we were with at a time, and then they stepped off to Fireworks America, and it took us a while to catch back up to them as we go through a bidding process for our fireworks, and we are thrilled to have them back with us, and the local relationship. So they have some ownership in our show, and their families come watch, and that's what it's all about, Blake. You know, we're getting that local partnerships and local companies, you know, local guys coming and enjoying and helping us put our show on.
Well, everyone, we're going to be, this is our last break of the hour. We're going to return back with Jeff and Baron, talk at the last part of Anderson Explodes, what you can expect, how you can listen, the final times, and we'll be back with the Carl and Linda Bott Show on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And the redbird sings out of blue, cause she don't want my love. Some other time that's what you say, when I want you, then you laugh at me and make me cry, cause she don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Humboldt Trinity County Department of Child Support Services is now hiring for their Weaverville office. Employees are hired and managed by Humboldt County. Child Support seeks individuals who possess good customer service skills and a desire to learn for the position of Child Support Specialist 1 and 2 based out of their Weaverville office in beautiful Trinity County. The annual salary is $39,728 to $56,056 with remote work potential and flexible schedules. Child Support Specialists are provided with supportive training and promotional opportunities, making this an excellent chance to start your career as a Humboldt County employee. The County of Humboldt offers CalPERS retirement and health insurance, annual salary increases, 12 paid vacation days per year, 15 paid holidays per year, free dental and vision insurance, bilingual incentive pay, a down payment assistance program, an employee assistance program, employee discounts, and more. Deadline is July 12th. Apply online today at HumboldtGov.com. reddingranchof.org under job opportunities.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Casey and our listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to Casey and our radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott today. And while they enjoy their 4th of July holidays, I'm joined with Jeff Teaser from Anderson Explodes and Baron Browning from Anderson Explodes. This hour went incredibly fast.
It did.
Holy, this day is going to fly by.
It is.
So, we've been talking about Anderson Explodes, fantastic July 3rd celebration. We also talked about how you can stay cool, stay safe. We're waiting for RPD. That'll be the next hour from 8 to 9 a.m. But, guys, it was a real pleasure to talk to you today and learn more about the process that goes into creating such a phenomenal community performance for the 4th of July celebration.
So yes.
I know that with these next couple of minutes, I'd love to jump into who are the sponsors that make this event possible and what are some of the ways that people can listen to it and go through the scheduling of the performance tonight.
Sounds good.
Let's hit it.
You know, we cannot do this without our sponsors, and we have a couple that have been with us since we've been there anyway, and they're steadfast in their support. Number one is Sierra Pacific Industries Foundation. They've just been a huge help to us, making sure that show goes on. They're an Anderson staple with their business. You know, their headquarters right there in Anderson, and we're super proud of that as a community. And the Redding Rancheria has always been with us and continues to promote those community events that support the public, right? And so both of those organizations believe in that, and that's what we believe in, and so it's been a great partnership to have them both aboard. Emergency Logistics Services, they supply us all the equipment we need, generators and light towers and all those things to keep everything running and to keep us safe and the public safe. Weyerhaeuser, they're new to us this year, but we love having Weyerhaeuser aboard. I have, you know, as a kid, always remember people talking about Weyerhaeuser, and so we're glad to have them. North State Recycling right here in town and on 273 has come aboard. And for all your staffing needs, K&S Staffing, who's been with us for about 4 years now, I believe. K&S has jumped in about 4 years ago, and we love having them. They're another great company that believes in community events and supporting those community events, and so we appreciate having them. So we definitely appreciate our sponsors.
And partners to make this possible, too.
Absolutely. Number one, City of Anderson. They're handling the traffic control for us tonight and all those support activities to get you in and out of the fairgrounds safe. Along with City of Anderson, their Mosquito Serenade, putting on the Jeremy Ryan concert tonight, which starts at 7:30 inside the fairgrounds. But we also have Cal Fire. The fairgrounds, if you don't know, is a state facility, so that's under the jurisdiction of the state of California and Cal Fire. So Steve Aldred, the fire marshal, is there making sure everything is safe and sane the way it should be, so we appreciate that. California Highway Patrol, they're also there helping us with the public safety, but you'll also see them out on 273. Again, we really encourage people, be safe. Don't park along Highway 273 or somewhere that puts your family
in danger. You will get towed.
Do not set your...
put a damper on the holidays.
Do not set your chair up along the railroad tracks. Every year we see somebody try that. Just use good common sense and you know, do the right things out there.
Anderson Fire
Protection District, they're our big partner in keeping sure everything's safe, but they're also a participant. They're going to bring the ladder truck out on the racetrack, run the ladder up in the air with the American flag, so when we play that national anthem, we've got that great shot. We promise a little something for rockets, red glare, and bombs bursting in air tonight. So be there to see that. And if you're in the grandstands, there's some great money shots with your phone with the flag. flag up in the air and the fireworks in the background. So, Dignity Health, they'll be there with the ambulance making sure if somebody has an unfair, you know, untimely medical event that they're there to help you. We also have the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Shasta County Officer Probation. They're all there helping make sure this is an enjoyable experience for everybody, because we do put a lot of people in town. And of course, you will also see Ardent Security. They're the guys having to wear black. They had to talk to their boss.
we'll find them.
That's a good plug right there.
We'll find them. They're there. They've been there all week with us, making sure the fireworks are secure, but they're there at every entrance of the fairgrounds, just making sure we stay safe and we don't have any unwanted visitors that may curtail the evening event. So we appreciate them keeping all of our stuff safe all night long and all day long for this whole event. So that is fantastic.
And most of those organizations, public safety-wise, have been with us for
a long time.
And it's just amazing how much they donate for this community event. They realize that it absolutely is a free community event. And so they all give back in their special ways.
There's one more we ought to hit on there. They're actually helping the city of Anderson, and that's the RPD is coming down with their motors to help with the traffic control. And those partnerships are vital to help us as a nonprofit pull off these kind of events, and we really appreciate the community cooperation to achieve those things. And I think Anderson's probably back up here tomorrow night to help them. So.
Yes.
It's good neighbors.
Absolutely.
Guys, this is so many partners and sponsors to make this show possible for the community. You said it's about $80,000 to make this possible. I can't wait to see the show tonight. So let's go over hours again and schedule for people that are tuning in.
Sure. We open at 5 p.m. Gates open at 5 p.m. You're welcome to come in and enjoy the 30-plus vendors that are going to be there, food and others that'll be there, and play on the lawn and have a good time. And then at 7:30, we have the Jeremy Ryan Band will take the stage at 7:30. And the lawn where the rides usually are is all open, and so that's where everybody sits. And then the band plays actually under the Barn B, and so they're facing those lawns, and so it's a cool experience. And then, of course, at 10 p.m., the fireworks go off. No outside food or drinks, please. You can bring bottled water, store bottled, plastic bottle water into the event, but outside of that, there's nothing else allowed. And I know people get frustrated by that, but no event that you go to anymore in the state allows you to bring those things in, and the state facility is no different.
And also, very important, no pets, please. Fireworks shows are not a place for your pets, so please keep care of them. We love your fur friends, too. We own them and have them, too, but keep them safe tonight at home where they need to be.
They talked about a lot, you know, with your animals and keeping them home and keeping them safe, and they get scared just like we do, and more beyond so when there's fireworks going off. So please leave your animals at home. It's not safe for them.
And then yes, exactly. Thank you. We hit safety. We hit keep cool, keep your animals safe. Drive safe. Don't put your chairs on the railroad tracks.
Please.
That was a new thing to find out.
Well, it looks like this great viewing levee, and it's dark, and maybe you don't see the rest of that apparatus up there, but it's not the safe spot.
It's not.
We have a couple of minutes. Is there a specific theme this year, or is it just overall patriotism?
So, great question. So we always will have patriotism in our show. We will always start with the national anthem. That is huge tradition. And we will always finish with a patriotic song, too. But in the middle of our show this year, it's some of your most favorite all-time songs you can sing along with. So not only can you watch the fireworks, you can sing along and just enjoy and have a great time. So that's why we're really encouraging you, because we are all choreographed to the music with the fireworks this year, to download Pyrocast. It's an app. When you get it downloaded, there is a code HBFF, and you can find all this on our Facebook page of Anderson Explodes, or Community for Anderson Explodes is our official name, and all that is there. But you hit that app, hit that show, it downloads to your phone, and then we do the rest. Just have it open on your phone, and when we hit go at the fireworks stand, the music and everything comes together just perfect. If that's not available to you because of your location or just technology, the fireworks, I think both in Anderson and Reading, have always been live streamed on the music on Q97. And so what's important, though, is please don't stream it through your phone, because you'll be about on a 30-second delay. Open those car doors, windows, find that FM radio, play it live off of an FM radio, because there is zero delay and you're right on time with the music. And so I assume that's true of both shows, not just ours.
Yep.
And enjoy the night. Come enjoy the experience with us, the patriotism, the family fun, and it helps make it those places you want to live, Blake. These are those events and experiences that go, man, I love living here.
It shows how much the city, you know, the municipality overall cares about the community.
Absolutely. I mean,
the amount of work that the city puts in and all the agencies.
And can I leave you with this?
Yeah.
Because we hear this every year. There's 30,000 people in town. Mm-hmm. Traffic is going to back up. Please be patient. Please be kind to those in front of you and back of you. They're in the same position you are. You know, they're waiting to get out. It typically takes about 45 minutes to clear out all the lots. You know, sit there, enjoy your family, turn on the air conditioning, enjoy those moments with your family, and don't get frustrated with the people in front of you and back of you. Mm-hmm. They're
doing
the same
celebrating.
Thing.
Absolutely. Enjoy it. Enjoy your family.
And the great thing is, if you just chill out, you don't have to work tomorrow. It's all good. You're not going home to go to bed to get up to go to work.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KCNR Radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Thank you for all the work that Anderson Explodes does to make this event possible. And I wish the two of you have a very happy 4th of July with your loved ones.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour with Chief Brian Barner from RPD. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
A week from Thursday on his conviction of felony charges. But the judge agreed to put it off while weighing the possible impact of a new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The new sentencing date of September 18th will be 2 months after Trump becomes the Republican Party's presidential nominee and about 7 weeks before Election Day. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Couple dozen congressional Democrats reportedly set to ask President Biden to quit the White House race, that according to Reuters. Now, given Mr. Biden's performance in last week's debate, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that questions about Mr. Biden's ability to lead are valid.
I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition? And so when people ask that question, it's completely legitimate. Of both candidates.
Pelosi on MSNBC. The Biden administration selling off 1 million barrels of gasoline from emergency reserves, a bid to lower prices at the pump. The administration says the release was actually mandated by Congress. In effect, it liquidates the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. Hurricane Beryl roaring across the Caribbean Sea, powerful Category 4 storm, is on a path toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least 6 people have died after the storm slammed islands in the southeast Caribbean. A couple of Russian naval ships docking in Venezuela. Moscow says it's meant to show the flag in remote, important parts of the world. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 70 points, or the Nasdaq trading 61 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Some former Biden State Department officials who resigned in protest over the U.S. response to the Gaza war have released a document detailing their complaints.
In the letter, they accuse the U.S. government of clinging to a failed policy that not only has been devastating for the Palestinian people, but has also endangered Israelis. They say the ongoing transfer of weapons to Israel, despite its actions in Gaza, have further destabilized the Middle East and put a target on America's back. The State Department has been approached for comment. It has previously responded to expressions of dissent, denying the claims, pointing to its criticism of civilian casualties in Gaza and its efforts to boost humanitarian aid.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Australian police say a 14-year-old boy accused of stabbing a man at a Sydney university had faced previous charges, which were dismissed by a court. Local media report the teen was accused of threatening to shoot fellow students at his Sydney school. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some people are arguing against demolition of the scene of a mass shooting.
Plans to tear down a small Texas church where a gunman in 2017 killed more than two dozen worshipers have been held up as there's a push to stop that demolition. Leaders of First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs have not publicly announced the timeline. On Tuesday, a Texas judge approved a temporary restraining order sought by some families to delay demolition, but an attorney for the families say they're concerned the demolition could still proceed since the church had still not been served the order. Authorities say 26 people died in what remains the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. Keith Peters reporting.
San Diego County will pay almost $15 million to settle a lawsuit by the family of a 24-year-old pregnant woman who died in jail after a sheriff's deputy and a medical worker watched her collapse in her cell. It happened 5 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Carl and Linda are joining there. Enjoying their 4th of July holiday week. They've asked me to fill in. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, the Main Street accredited nonprofit focused on enhancing downtown Reading through social, cultural, and economic development. It's been wonderful to fill in for Carl and Linda these past 2 days. On the first top of the hour, we were joined by Jeff Keyser and Baron Browning from Anderson Explodes to talk about what the Anderson Explodes fireworks show looks like tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that before we end the show today, but I'm really excited to start the final hour with Chief Brian Barner from Reading Police Department. Chief, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Blake. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Brian.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Doing a great job. Happy. Filling in for Carl.
We're doing it. We're doing it. I won't be as hitting the hard hitting questions like Carl might. But.
Yeah. Linda, you can never one up her, but Carl, I think you're doing a little better job than Carl.
Yes.
So good work.
Yes, I hope you're listening, Carl. Chief, happy 4th of July week.
Yeah, busy week, hot week.
It's hot week.
Our officers are out there on the street, and it's a warm one. I feel for our motors, being a past motor officer and motor sergeant. Mm-hmm. These are the days you dread as a motor officer riding around on a motorcycle. So, it's going to be a warm one for those guys out there and gals working the 4th of July, but you know, it'll be a great event down there at the Civic. So we're looking for a fun, safe event for our community.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about with Anderson Explodes. They're talking about their event, and they're looking forward to Reading's Freedom Fest over at the Civic Center. Anderson also wanted to say thank you to RPD for partnering and helping out with the traffic control and overall public safety at Anderson.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a large event for Anderson, and you know, our public safety agencies in our area all work very well together, and so you know, we always extend our invitation out to those other agencies. So every year we go down and help Anderson just because of the manpower. We send our traffic unit down, our motors down to assist them and a little bit extra police presence for them.
So, Chief, I got to ask, is it almost a full year of you being sworn in as the Chief of Police?
We're coming up on about nine months. So, yeah, so we're getting closer.
Congratulations.
Closer than 1 year. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been exciting and still having fun, enjoying it. The last Friday, I actually got out of the office and got out on the street for a little bit with some of the officers, so that was good. It's always good to get out and kind of get back to the roots of why you became a police officer and not be buried with that paperwork that we get in the chief's office.
Well, RPD does a fantastic job at that, and I want to say thank you for the overall big changes that we've seen and the commitment that RPD has to downtown Reading businesses that we've seen, the way they interact with our business owners, and the representation that you all bring to our downtown resident group, our downtown business coalition, and our downtown collaborative with all the nonprofits. I mean, RPD's presence has been positive, interactive, and overall community change has been stronger with the connection that you guys bring. And that's a big tribute to you as chief and also the RPD officers that are being hired and representing downtown right now.
Yeah, absolutely. The downtown bike team has done a really good job with downtown and just building those relationships with the community. I mean, that's community-oriented policing to its core. They've gotten to know the business owners. The business owners and the people living downtown have gotten to know them. We changed up their uniforms so that they're more identifiable as the bike team. Same with the park rangers. But we also had the support of city council to give us the funding to start the park ranger program and the downtown bike team program. So, you know, those have been good. And it's good to see that the community feels like the police department is part of them. And, you know, my broken record as far as the Reading Police Department and, you know, our officers are all part of this community. We're not like other police departments in Southern California and the Bay Area where you commute an hour and a half to work. You don't live in the community that you serve. All our officers and our families live and play here in the city of Reading. So we have a vested interest in making it better. And so I think that's very important to having a good police force. We also have very high standards for the officers that we hire. We only want to hire the best. And so, you know, we'll wait if we have to have somebody come in and not, maybe not the person that we're looking for, might not fit the Reading Police Department way. And so we'll wait to fill those positions. But, you know, we're fully staffed. And I credit the community to that because of the community support. The lateral police officers that come from other agencies to work for the Reading Police Department say they want to work here because they want to work for a community that supports their police department. And so, you know, we're full staff because I think we have a great police department and we have a great administration working at the police department, but also a great council and a great city manager and a great community, and they all support public safety. So that really helps for – it makes you happy to come to work, makes you proud to serve your community when you have people waving at you and thanking you for your service. So that's really important. So if you're listening out there, you know, every day when I go to coffee or I'm out and about, people thank us for our service, and they thank me for my service. So continue to do that because it does mean a lot to your police and fire and medical people that are out there serving.
Well, it's well deserved with where RPD is going. So thanks for recognizing that, because it's been wonderful to work with you guys in our downtown community and all over. We're looking at also, when you say fully staffed, this is great to mention. What does fully staffed actually look like? How many RPD officers do you have in all the different departments?
So we're currently allocated for 122 sworn police officers. So that's everybody. That's, you know, all the way up to the chief. With our non-sworn staff, so we have a lot of support staff that, you know, they're kind of the unsung heroes of the police department that are behind the scenes keeping us going every day. When people think of a police department, they think of the police officer and the police car driving around. And there's just so much more to that with administration and our records division, detectives, our cadets, our CSOs that are out there. So it's not just the police officers that make up our department. So total, depending on where we're at with our part-time cadets, which are the kids that are going to the college that we're trying to bring into the police department in the future, we hover somewhere in the 180s, so between 185 and 190 for a total staff. So it's a big police department. I consider, you know, us to be a mid-sized police department for California.
When you're talking about getting college kids, I feel like you were one of those college kids at one time that started with RPD. Was this your first agency that you worked with, or did you transfer into?
Yeah, so I started really young, 15, as an explorer, and then with Reading Police Department. Knew at a very young age that I was going to be a police officer, always wanted to be a police officer. Grew up in a law enforcement family, and so, you know, became a cadet and then moved on, and I was hired as a police officer with Reading and sent to the academy, so that was rare back in the day. And, yeah, so I've been with Reading ever since. Grew up here, went to St. Joseph's, went to Shasta High School. So, you know, I definitely have the vested interest in the community and downtown. And, you know, I was a kid at Thrifty in the downtown mall getting ice cream back in the day. And look at the difference now. It's just crazy how much the downtown has changed for the better. And, it's really exciting to see when you drive around and look at all the change and coming from the old dungy downtown mall, and you know, it really has changed, and a lot of good work that's gone into downtown. So I credit you and you know, Viva Downtown is doing a great job, great to work with. I know my officers that work with you, they talk very highly of Blake Fisher and your organization. So continue to do what you're doing also. It's appreciated.
Thank you, Chief. Well, hey, we are going to hit our first break of the top of the hour. I can't wait to talk about other RPD programs, what RPD is focused on, and public safety for the 4th of July weekend. So, Chief, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be back with KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carla and Linda Bott, and we're with Chief Brian Barner from RPD. We'll be back in a bit.
We used to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la di da, la di da.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning, KCNR listeners, and happy 4th of July week. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and we're joined with Chief Brian Barner from Reading Police Department
for the RPD Hour. Chief, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
Chief, we were just talking about 4th of July, what's that looking like. Before we jump in, do you have any 4th of July plans yourself?
No, I do not. I do have the day off, so that's good.
All right.
And I do not expect to go with the masses to the lake. I'm going to low-key it. That's what police chiefs do. We enjoy the day off at home with the family in the pool.
Wonderful. Well, well-deserved. We were just talking about, early in the hour, if you're tuning in, we had Anderson Explodes come on in and talk about what their community event looks like. And there's a lot of partnerships across different agencies to make sure that it's a safe public event for the community. For those listeners, we have our Reading Freedom Fest tomorrow, July 4th. What does RPD partnership look like for coordinating that event, and what goes into tomorrow's coordination for these big, big events that happen at the Civic Center?
Yeah, so the Freedom Festival, like all special events, it falls on our traffic unit. So our traffic unit is responsible for the planning of Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, the Freedom Festival, all the big ones that we have. And so they work with all the other city departments, and then, you know, obviously, McConnell Foundation is a big player. They sponsor the event, so thank you to McConnell Foundation for that. But we expect a lot of people. It's going to be hot, so we don't expect a lot of people to be on the lawn barbecuing during the day. I think it's going to be a mass influx of people when the sun starts setting. So the fireworks start at 10 o'clock is the intel that we're getting. So get down there and have fun and enjoy the show. And then obviously, you know, all the way around the river and the bluffs, you know, it's a very busy event, and a lot of people come out for the show. They do a great job every year.
Outside of traffic control, what goes into a holiday weekend like 4th of July? Because 4th of July happens, but it lands on this great Thursday, so you have the rest of the weekend to worry about. So what goes on with RPD overall for public safety this weekend, and what do you hope happens and how people can stay safe?
Yeah, so historically, a lot of people go, they're out of town for 4th of July. So they're camping, they're on, enjoying the lakes and the outdoors. That's the great thing about living in Reading, is we have so many opportunities to get out. So typically on a holiday such as 4th of July, during the day, it's not real busy. Everybody's out enjoying the time, and all the businesses are shut down. Everybody comes in for the fireworks display. And then, you know, as we move into the evening hours, and, you know, we'll have some fights and some parties and some different stuff like that. Just normal police calls for service. So we do up staff. We have a lot of staff working the event because of the amount of people. So we have a lot of two officer cars that are out working the event. And all of our graveyard officers now actually are working double cars. We changed that here a few months ago, and it's been pretty successful as far as the officer safety aspect and just our response to calls. So if you see two officers out rolling around, that's just our normal protocol now at night, just for the safety reasons. But, and then through the weekend, we have our DUI enforcement going. We have a grant with the Office of Traffic Safety, so they fund that. So we'll have several officers out doing extra enforcement. All of our agency partners are also doing the same. CHP is always out there in force during the holiday weekends. But, so it should be a fun 4-day weekend for the community.
Exactly. So thank you for hitting all those different departments, what it looks like going in. There's something that's been going through my mind, and that's been the overall, not only partnering on community events, but also the community engagement that RPD has been working on. And there's ways that the community is able to get involved with RPD. I think you're even working, RPD's working on a volunteer bike program.
Correct.
What does that look like? What are some of the outlets that people who want to participate more in the public safety are able to do with RPD without exactly becoming a police officer?
Yeah, so there's several things that we have come up with, new programs that we've come up with for community engagement. I think it's very important to have our police department involved in the community and to educate the community on what the police department does. So the Citizen Academy, we just finished up that. That was our first Citizen Academy that we've had. It was far more successful than expectations. Really great group that went through the first class, and they have been out in the community talking about how great the Reading Police Department was and just how much they learned about the internal workings of not only the Reading Police Department, but just the police department in general. So that was a great group. We are going to open up this month for our fall class. So be watching our social media. If you're not watching, get on Facebook and Instagram and follow us. So if you're interested, please sign up for our Citizen Academy. We're going to put 20 people through the fall class. And as far as the River Trail Bike Patrol, so, you know, our river trail system is it's huge. There's so many trails and open space, which is great. But, you know, it's difficult to keep those patrolled all the time. And so there's a large group of people that are always asking, what can we do to help? And so the idea came forward about coming up with a community river patrol. So we have community members that we do some training with them and a little background check to make sure that they're okay. And then they go out and they ride the river trail, and they're the eyes and ears for the police department. So they report directly to the bike team, the four bike patrol officers, and they work together. You know, if they find issues that are going on the river trail, camps, trash, anything like that, that they can be our eyes and ears. And I think it's the more important part is for, you know, I use the river trail often, and it is busy. There's a lot of people that utilize our trail system.
It's nationally recognized.
Yeah, and it's great. It's a great spot. But just having, you know, whether it be a volunteer patrol or our cadets are now out riding the river trail, so they double up and go out. And then our bike team, they're out there, and our park rangers, they get out and ride the river trail and all of our trail system and parks. And I just think that, you know, if you see somebody out there, it gives you that sense of security and, you know, okay, there's people out here actually watching and keeping track of what's going on out here and keeping it clean and keeping it safe for people to use.
How has officers on bikes changed the relationship? What have you seen personally as officers on bikes have changed the relationship with pedestrians and police department?
It's definitely more face-to-face. But you have to have the right people in those positions. Just having four officers that are dedicated to a bike patrol and being in the downtown corridor, they don't stay specifically in downtown. They move around. They go over to the Hilltop corridor mm-hmm. and, you know, different problem areas we'll have them move around to. But primarily they're in the downtown corridor. And, you know, they just becoming part of that downtown community. Those four officers down here every day working, they get to know the problem areas and the business owners and the community members that are living downtown. And those people then feel comfortable talking to those officers. You know, it's not like a police car driving by. Mm-hmm. And we encourage those officers to go into the businesses and go talk to people and build those relationships, do coffee with a cop. And the people that we have in that position right now are perfect. They're doing a great job, and they've really embraced that, be part of the community and really engage with the community. So my hat's off to them. They've done a great job.
I think it's really important that you're opening up opportunities for community to be engaged with RPD. And I still remember when you talked to the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition and how important that is with also marginalized communities and opening that door. And one of the best things that I think you said is that even though I'm the chief of police, my door is always open.
Absolutely. Yes. Email, call, set up an appointment with Mary Dotson,
who's incredible.
Wonderful executive assistant. I'm sure she's listening right now to make sure that I'm saying everything correct. But definitely an open door policy. We get a lot of emails at the chief's office that Mary filters through. And, you know, it might not be me as the person to respond to that, but we will definitely make sure it's the right lieutenant, sergeant, captain that's the, you know, either runs that specific unit that somebody's talking about. You know, just to circle back to what other options we have for community members, we do have a volunteer program. So if somebody wants to volunteer at the police department, we do have that option where, you know, you can help input traffic citations into the computer system. We have a volunteer that helps with transporting cars to the shop for service. We have lots of different spots different spots for people to volunteer. We had a volunteer in our detective division that helped the detectives. So that option's out there. If you have a young adult that has interest in law enforcement, maybe not even just the police department, just law enforcement in general, push them towards our Explore program that starts at 14 and goes until 20. Usually by 18, we try to get them in as cadets. So we will hire them, and then they'll be paid. Explorers are strictly volunteer. Cadets are paid, part-time position. We hope to have them going to college during that time. And then by the time they're 21, 22, 23 years old, we can hire them as a CSO, a dispatcher, a police officer. We've had a lot of success with that. Obviously, I'm a true believer in that because that was my route coming up. And we have a lot of people that we've hired that have gone through, and they've been past cadets or explorers with the police department. They've been introduced to the Redding Police Department and our family. And so some will leave, but, you know, a lot want to come back. Cameron Hooks, our officer of the year, he was a cadet at the police department, left and went to Eureka, and he wanted to come back. He wanted to work for the Redding Police Department. He always did. He loved the family kind of culture that we have and how we take care of each other. And so he came back and has done great as a school resource officer. And just last week was our Exchange Club Officer of the Year. So really cool to see.
It's really cool to see. I can't wait to talk a little bit more about that program that recently held recognizing officers of law enforcement of the year. When we come back after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more about RPD's programs with the Supreme Court decision that just came out about camping. So we'll be back after the break. KCNR Radio, you're listening to Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown and Chief Brian Barner from Redding Police Department filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning.
No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or
Good morning, KCNR listeners. That was Bruce Springsteen with Born in the USA. I think that's a perfect song to play for this 4th of July week. Thanks for playing that over there. Welcome back to KCNR Radio. We're at the, first half an hour of the hour this morning with RPD on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'm joined with Chief Brian Barner. We've been talking about the way that people get involved from the community standpoint into RPD, a little bit about the 4th of July weekend, and I can't wait to jump in more about, what RPD is working on, especially as laws are constantly changing. And there's specifically a Supreme Court case that just went out about Grants Pass and homeless camping. So, Brian, tell me a little bit about what that looks like and what does that mean for RPD?
Yeah, so there was a court decision, Grants Pass versus Johnson. It happened a few years ago. There was also a court decision out of Boise. And so those were directly related to illegal encampments and cruel and unusual punishment, quote unquote. And so, the courts obviously take a while. It's frustrating for, especially in the law enforcement end. And, we were just putting out our little shout out for our strategic plan. So we've been working on that since I made chief. Our administration division and our captain Chris Smirnos and his team have been working hard on that. So that is coming out today. So that's exciting news to be putting that out to the public. They're probably shooting it out through social media right now. But our part of that is to go and poll the community and do community engagement. And we had two community engagement meetings that we had at City Hall. And the number one complaint overall is quality of life and transient issues. Mm-hmm. And so because of this Grants Pass decision, it did make it difficult for the police department to go out and do enforcement of illegal encampments. And so good news for us on the law enforcement side and I think for the city of Reading was that was overturned by the Supreme Court. So that just came out on Friday. So we met with the city attorney, the police department did, and we will continue to work with him on municipal codes that we might be able to bring back that we lost because of that decision and, continue to work on the quality of life issues and the illegal encampments. And, we have the crisis intervention response team. So there's four.
Which is also a great program.
Great program. So there's four officers and a mental health worker that are constantly out every day. That's their full-time job. Is they go out and they're in the camps trying to, for outreach. They're trying to get these people that are in the camps to get help. And we've been doing that. We've been, since making chief, quality of life issues, that's been my number one push with the officers and with staff. And I think that they've done a great job. You and I were just talking about how good downtown is and, that the campers and the trash and how much it's been cleaned up. I think all over the city, we're getting there. I've told the community and going to community groups that it's going to take time. It took a long time to get this bad. So it's going to take a while for us to get that cleaned up. And so, our officers are doing a great job. Friday I was out. I was down in South Reading, Beat 4. There was a camp that, since I was a police officer, down behind AutoZone and Les Schwab, it was a big camping area. And one of our patrol officers opened a POP project. It's community-oriented policing, so it's a POP project. And we went back through there. He showed it to me and totally cleaned it up. There's no trash. There's nobody living in there. And he's continuing to work with our fire department and fire mitigation, and they're going to come in and clear all the brush. And but that's just, you know, it's just one little tiny example of what our officers are doing. And how one, that was just a beat officer. That wasn't even one of our specialty units that went in there and handled that and worked with the business owners. So AutoZone, the manager at AutoZone and the manager at Les Schwab, they're ecstatic. Because, you know, we finally moved those people out of there. And, you know, Jonathan Anderson and the mission, they do a great job.
Yes.
And he's fully supportive of the police department being out there and making sure that people are being good community members. Because if, you know, if I have the opportunity to camp on the river banks, I mean, it's beautiful riverfront property. I'm going to do it. So they're not going to go use the services of the mission and all the other nonprofits that we have out there. Unless there's a little bit of pressure on them. So what we're running into now is that there's the ones that are left that have not accepted the help, that they've kind of dug their heels in. And it's just a different group of people, that they don't want help and they're not happy to see us. And so we will continue to work with that group. Hopefully they'll go take the services and the housing and all the help that's out there for them. And if not, then and they don't want to be good community members, and they're continuing to, you know, have illegal encampments and start fires and retail theft that were the problems that we're having, then, you know, as a police department, we are going to be proactive, and this isn't the community for them. They can move on. So that court decision is going to help us. It's going to give us some more tools in our tool belt to get out there and help solve the problems and the quality of life issues. So to the community listening out there, we're continuing to work on that. The changes in our policies and muni codes, it takes a little bit of time, so give us some time on that. But in the meantime, we'll continue to be out there and be proactive, and our officers are out there addressing the quality of life issues every day, 24/7.
And the transient and unhoused issues in Reading have changed drastically in the last 10 years. It's certainly not the viewpoints that we've seen 10 years ago to now. And that's a huge part into all the resources that are available. And this is a state of California issue. This is not just a Reading issue. So.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you start peeling back the onion, there's just so many layers to it with the Prop 47 and the decriminalization of property crimes and the retail theft that has occurred with that, and drug crimes being decriminalized where people don't, there's no repercussions. And then, you know, you have the issues with the jail and the jail being not having enough beds. We don't have the bed space. Mm-hmm. We have a program that is the chronic offender program. So if we have a person that we've arrested 50 times for misdemeanor crimes, they get released tickets, and it just keeps going, the spiral. And so we have the chronic offender program where we have, but the Reading Police Department only has 3 beds at the jail as part of the chronic offender program. So that person, if we identify them, the DA's office, we work with them. They say, yeah, this is a candidate for chronic offender. Our officers go scoop them up. They put them in, they hold them in the jail. They immediately go to the court and they're sentenced for all of the crimes that they have. And the, like I said, these are 50, 60, 70 arrests that these people have had. They are a drain on resources. But we only have 3. And for a city of 92,000 people, you can't make much of a difference with only 3. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the staffing issues with the DA's office. I mean, that Stephanie Bridget is having a difficult time hiring DAs up here. And then we're short judges, and so they don't have courtrooms for jury trials. And so it's very frustrating for police officers that I think our officers are out there. We're arresting a lot of people. We arrest about 1,000 people a month. But you know, getting it through, we're only one part of that whole puzzle of holding people accountable. But we will continue as an administration at the police department. We tell our staff, if we have to arrest them 20 times, we will arrest them 20 times. If we have to arrest them 50 times, we'll arrest them 50 times. And hopefully the system will eventually hold them accountable, and or they'll change their behavior, one of the two. But it's very easy as a police officer to just throw your towel in and say, the laws have changed in California. People don't support law enforcement. We don't have that here. Our officers are they're ready to go every day. They're excited. They get out there and they love being police officers and serving their community and work hard.
Well, you mentioned the strategic plan, and I'm excited to hear a little bit more about how that's going to guide the values and what the focus is for the next couple of years. We're going to be taking our next break. This is the last break of the hour, and then we'll take the last bit to talk about the strategic plan and where people can look that up. Chief, thanks for being here this morning, too. This is great to interview you.
And yeah, it's good.
It's good.
Good time.
It's good to be
always
here.
Always good to talk to Blake.
Thanks, Chief. We'll be back with the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We'll be back after the break.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The Humboldt Trinity County Department of Child Support Services is now hiring for their Weaverville office. Employees are hired and managed by Humboldt County. Child Support seeks individuals who possess good customer service skills and a desire to learn for the position of Child Support Specialist 1 and 2 based out of their Weaverville office in beautiful Trinity County. The annual salary is $39,728 to $56,056 with remote work potential and flexible schedules. Child support specialists are provided with supportive training and promotional opportunities, making this an excellent chance to start your career as a Humboldt County employee. The County of Humboldt offers CalPERS retirement and health insurance, annual salary increases, 12 paid vacation days per year, 15 paid holidays per year, free dental and vision insurance, bilingual incentive pay, a down payment assistance program, an employee assistance program, employee discounts, and more. Deadline is July 12th. Apply online today at humboldt.gov. Under job opportunities.
Man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
That is one of my absolute favorite patriotic songs. It's really hard not to sing it.
that's a good one. That's a good segment to the last the talking that we're going to do for today. So,
definitely.
Good song, good choice.
Good choice. Happy 4th of July. Welcome back to the KCNR Carl and Linda Bott radio show. I'm Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. That was Toby Keith. Rest in peace, Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I'm joined with Chief Brian Barner. Before we left for the break, we've talked about the new strategic plan that will guide RPD for the next 3 years. So tell us a little bit about the strategic plan and what this looks like.
Yeah, so coming in as the new chief, that was something that was on the wish list. And so, you know, getting with staff and coming up with, you know, what are the goals and objectives for the next 3 years? What really does the community want? Because we think we know, but, you know, we need to go out and engage with the community and find out what are the problems? What do you want us to focus on? But then also talking to, you know, our partners, our law enforcement partners, and then in-house, what does the staff at the police department think that we should be working on for the next 3 years? And, you know, we were talking on the break about a strategic plan, and, you know, it is, you're always going back and revisiting that, and it doesn't cover everything. There's no way it would be a 100-page document. So, you know, we kept it brief and to the point and came up with a few areas, but, you know, if you look at it and you see that the, you know, the gang enforcement is not on there, we're constantly monitoring the gang issues that are coming into our town. We are vigilant on anybody that wants to try to come forward and pretend like they're a gang member. I think we have a very good reputation for that. And, you know, a case in point is the shooting that we had, unfortunately, the gentleman that was murdered at Hartnell and Cypress, and it was a group of young adults that were coming out of the Burney area. Mm. And so they considered themselves a gang. And so we worked with our allied agencies and the Reading Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, probation and parole. We went to Burney and we went up and we did probation parole searches, and we let everybody know that we were there because people were down from Burney that were associated with a gang, and that was not welcome. And they were not happy to see the Reading Police Department up there. And they haven't been back. So message sent. And that is what our community wants the police department to do. We don't want those types of people here. We don't want them coming into Reading and causing issues for our community members. So, it's coming out today. Please go to our social media, our website, and check out our strategic plan for 2024 through 2027. So, you know, our first goal is organizational wellness. That's the number one goal, is to keep the people that we have in our police department healthy. We've made several great steps with our peer support program. We have officers that are going for yearly checkups for wellness, which is, you know, we're one of the first police departments in the state to do that. We have agencies call and ask how do you do that? How do you get your officers to go? Our officers have embraced it. And so we started at the chief and the captains. We went first. And then it went to the lieutenants and the sergeants and kind of that buy-in of the top. And the officer said, hey, if the chief and the captains go, I can go. And so we got a grant for that, and that's been really successful. So we have another grant that we did for all of our non-sworn staff. So that was something that we saw as a we missed the boat on that one, because it's not just the police officers that need wellness checks. It's also all of our staff, because we see really bad things every day, unfortunately. Illegal encampments and transient related crime. That's a goal to address those in the different areas that we're doing it. Not just enforcement, but also that crisis intervention response team and going out and getting outreach. Enforcement is not the key to solving that problem, and it's not just a police department problem to solve those transient related crimes. It's a community-wide program or problem, and our nonprofits, our other city departments, all of our partners are. I think we're working really well right now, and we're moving in the right direction. The best that I've seen since I've been here, as far as addressing those transient related problems and coming up with solutions. Department technology is a big one. The technology in the police cars now, it's crazy. It's crazy what the officers have to do. Another goal is department staffing, recruitment, and retention. We're full staff, so we've kind of transitioned out of that recruitment, because we're not having to hire officers and staff, but we need to retain the great officers and staff that we have. So give them the proper training, build that culture of the Reading Police Department within that young staff that we have, and make them want to stay here. We seldom have people leave the Reading Police Department, and I think that's a credit to the great community, but also just having a great department to work for. We really appreciate the people that work here. And then lastly, property crime investigations and enforcement. That's the retail theft. And we've been doing our undercover operations, our detectives, and our special services unit have been going out and working with our big box stores that were just getting annihilated by retail theft. And we've seen a huge difference in our retail theft. Our retail stores, the managers that work here, they've been great to work with, and they have been so appreciative of us actually going out and putting some effort towards that. So we'll continue to work on those and continue to work on some different areas that we're trying to be inventive in stopping that retail theft problem. But hopefully the community sees that we're out there and it is changing. People aren't just wheeling out the TVs out of some of the big box stores. And, you know, it was interesting. We went out and we did, after making Chief, our first couple operations that we did, we'd stop people in the parking lot and they'd be like, oh, you can't do anything. And you're just, you know, you're security. And we're like, no, we're actually like the real police. And now you're going to jail and we're towing your car and we're going to make it difficult for you. And it was just crazy to see people taking stuff from stores, and they just didn't think anything would be done.
Any consequence.
And so hopefully we've changed that in people's minds that are doing that.
You can't arrest me.
It's good to see them go out and do retail operations and only have one or two arrests. I mean, the first couple that we did, it was nonstop. The first one they went to, they pulled up and they didn't even get set up, and there was somebody running out of the store, and they got in a foot pursuit, and it was crazy. They're like, what is going on? So
sounds like word spreads fast.
Yeah, it does definitely spread fast. So so if you get an opportunity, if you're listening, please go over this nice 4-day weekend and check out our strategic plan. If you have any input or any comments on that, send an email to the chief's office. It's easy. Just go to our website. There's the icon that says the Reading Police. It goes directly to the chief's office, and let us know how we're doing. And I'll close out with, if you do see a police officer or any public safety Reading Fire Department, they're out there, and our medical professionals that are out there working this weekend so that we can be out and have a safe holiday weekend, thank them for what they do, because it does mean a lot. And it does make my job easier as the chief of police to hire good quality people by having a community that supports their law enforcement. So that's why I love working here. I love coming to work every day. I love working for the city of Reading and our community. But it's because of that, because the people here actually care and they support us. So just being on the show, I mean, so many text messages have come in from people in the community that are listening, and you know, they really appreciate the Reading Police Department and what we do. And that's really, really cool to see, because there's a lot of departments out there that doesn't happen. So continue to do that. We appreciate it.
And thanks for taking the time to come on the show and be transparent and open and communicative. I can't wait to look at that strategic plan. We'll link it, make sure that people have access to it. We've got 1 minute. Do you want to do a speed through of what's going on in Reading?
Yeah. Blake handed off his list of events going on. So Anderson explodes tonight at the fairgrounds down in Anderson. Free admission, but they're going to get you for $5 for parking. So if you're going down to Anderson Explodes, enjoy that tonight. Reading Freedom Festival tomorrow night down at the Civic. That starts at 10 o'clock. Thank you to McConnell Foundation for funding that, and great job by Reading Fire Department and Reading Police Traffic Unit doing that. Red Bluff, they also have one. Mount Shasta City, we'll have fireworks over Lake Siskiyou. Weaverville Independence Day Celebration, fireworks on Friday night. Bernie Basin will also have fireworks on Saturday night at Bernie High School football field. So everybody have a good, safe Fourth holiday weekend. If you're drinking, get a driver, call an Uber.
Yeah, you don't want the chief picking you up on that one.
No way.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Chief, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And we'll catch you on the Carl and Linda Bott Show.